Are you ready to start planning your wedding? Today we're going to be talking about the three vendors that you need to book first for your wedding, so stay tuned.
Welcome to the Step-by-Step Wedding Prep Podcast by Wedding Connections of the Hudson Valley, the weekly show that makes wedding planning fun again. Here, you'll go from planning panic, that constant sense of feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and needing to please those around you, to being in control again, feeling confident, encouraged, and calm in planning the day you've always dreamed of. From interviews with industry experts to firsthand planning tips and more, you'll learn ways to make wedding planning easy, affordable, and as stress-free as possible. Now here's your host, Felicia Zammit McMahon.
Hello, and welcome back to the show, where we teach you everything you need to know to plan your wedding like a pro. This is show number 40. I can't believe it. We've hit the big 4-0, and this is truly a milestone that I'm super proud of and super excited about. And it doesn't even seem like I've done that many already, you know, but everything just goes by so fast. It doesn't feel like I've done 40 episodes, but here we are, the big 4-0, and this is going to be a great show for you. Today, we're going to be talking about the three vendors that you need to hire first for your wedding. So a few weeks ago on show number 38, I told you about the three things you need to do before you book any vendor. And so hopefully you've had some time to listen to that show and take notes, and hopefully you've done your research and are prepared, and now you're ready to book your vendors. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to episode 38, I highly suggest you listen to that show first before listening to this episode, because that is going to really set you up for success. Now, if you've listened to that episode and you've taken all your notes, you're ready to start planning, we're going to dive right in. And we're going to, you know, like I said, these are the three vendors that you need to book first, and you have to book them first, not only because they're the most important, but they also take up the most of your budget, and they're the ones that book up the fastest. Now, because you have to do these kind of all at once, you know, you can't really book one of these vendors and, you know, 1 month and then a couple months later book another one. You kind of have to do these all at once. So to be honest, it really is going to feel like a bit of a dance for a while, because you're coordinating three schedules at once. You're waiting for vendors to get back to you to confirm. And, you know, so you might be holding your breath for a little bit. It is probably like the most stressful part of planning your wedding, because you're doing everything at once, and these are the most important people that you need to book. But once you get them booked, the hardest part is really over. Then everything else just kind of falls into place. So in no particular order, the first vendor that you need to book is your venue. This is the most important part of your day, because without your venue, where are you going to get married? So you need to figure out where you're going to get married first. Venues book up so fast. You know, especially in the Hudson Valley, you could be looking at a year, year and a half, sometimes even 2 years to get the venue that you want on the date that you want. So this is really super important. It's the biggest part of your day. It takes up the most of your budget. It sets the tone for your day. Your venue basically is your wedding. So this is the first venue that you have to book right away. Well, one of the first. So now I'm going to be talking about the second, which is your photographer and videographer. So now you have your date, you have your venue, you need somebody to photograph that wedding. And just as much as venues book up fast, photographers and videographers book up just as fast. It's almost like a package deal. So you really want to make sure that if you have a photographer that you love, that they are free on your day. So you have your venue, you have your photographer. Now, if you're stuck finding a photographer and videographer, you know, maybe your dream vendor is booked for that day. You can check with your venue because they oftentimes will have a preferred vendor list. And they can recommend photographers and videographers to you that they've worked with before in the past that might also be available on that day. Now, this they can also help you with the third vendor, which is your DJ or your band. So you have your venue, you have the people who are going to be capturing that day for you, and now you have the people who are going to be entertaining you that day. Now, the two things that your guests are going to remember most about your wedding is how they were fed and how much fun they had. And your DJ and your band is going to provide that. Now, again, you want to do these all at the same time. You don't want to book one month and then wait a couple months and book somebody else, because these vendors, I'm telling you, they book up super fast. And it ties back to episode number 38 when I say, that's why you need more than one date, because maybe you have your date, your venue is free, your photographer, videographer are free, but your DJ isn't. So if you really want that DJ, then you're going to have to change your date. If it doesn't matter, if you want to go with somebody else, then do that. But this is why it's so important to not just have one date in mind, but to have a couple different dates, because you're working, like I said, with three different schedules, with vendors that book up really, really fast, and you want to set yourself up for success. So like I said, today's episode is a short one. There really isn't much to talk about other than these are the three most important vendors that you need to book for your wedding and the first three that you need to book. And you know, it's pretty obvious why, because they're the most important parts of your day. They take up the most of your budget. And they're the ones that are going to help you remember your day. So there you have it. Those are three vendors you need to book first. And I'm really curious for those of you who might be a little bit further on in your wedding planning process, what was the first vendor you booked? I know for us, We did everything backwards. So don't follow what I did. And this is why I'm teaching you, so that you don't make the same mistakes that we did. But we booked our photographer first before we even knew where we were going to get married. And then we waited a couple months before we figured out where we were going to get married. So we like I said, we did things backwards. I don't want you to make the same mistakes, but I'm really curious, what was the first vendor you booked? So you can join the conversation over on Instagram at WedConnectHV. And as always, if this podcast has been helping you, or if you know anyone who could benefit from hearing it, please share it with them. And if you have a moment or two, I would really, really appreciate it if you could go and leave a review of the show, because not only does it help me, but it also helps others to know how it's been helping you. So until next time, happy planning.